Writer Marcia Muller is credited with creating the first liberated female private detective of the modern era. In the late 1970s, she began writing a series of books following the adventures of Private Eye Sharon McCone, who solves murders and mysteries in San Francisco. For the last of our series, Crime in the City, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco spent a foggy day exploring Marcia Muller's favorite haunts.
Marcia Muller is taking a long walk on a short pier under the Bay Bridge in San Francisco.
Fog coming in through the Golden Gate in great big sheets. I love San Francisco.
And this is where your character Sharon McCone has her own private detective agency.
That's right. She has her office at the end of the pier, and there's a big arching window so she can look out on the bay.
Sharon McCone's agency is located on the fictional Pier 24 and a half. To get an idea of what that might be like, we sneak into the real-life Pier 24, a cavernous old wood and steel warehouse.
It's kind of grimy and great in that old salvaged look.
Pretty. I don't know, it just so lends itself to creepiness.
This is the location where Sharon was once shot.
Yes, right up on the catwalk outside her office. She had left her cell phone in her office, came back late at night for it, and surprised someone in her office, who then shot her and fled.
Detective Sharon McCone is tough, but not without heart.
She is my alter ego, except she is a lot thinner and taller than I am, and she can eat anything she wants to without gaining weight. Her features are very reflective of her Shoshone Indian ancestry.
Muller says she likes combing the city for Sharon McCone's capers.
I go along, but I don't pack a gun, and I don't walk the mean streets. You know, I'll stay in the car with the doors locked, send her out.
But Muller's not as timid as she appears. She nearly got arrested while doing some research along the U.S.-Mexico border, and like her protagonist, the 65-year-old author pilots airplanes and drives a snazzy sports car.
She is a hard-boiled writer.
Ed Kaufman owns the M is for Mystery bookstore in San Mateo. He says until Marcia Muller came along, most women mystery authors penned what were called cozies.
Meaning there's very little description of brutality. So that's why they're called a cozy. Agatha Christie is a perfect example of it.
After Muller created Sharon McCone in the late 1970s, she was joined by authors Sue Grafton and Sarah Paretsky, who also broke new ground with their own hard-edged Private Eyes.
Women in mystery fiction were largely confined to little old lady snoops, amateur sleuths, who are nurses, teachers, whatever. So I thought, well, there's an opening here for something.
Muller says she loves the classic film noirs set in San Francisco, like The Maltese Falcon. But unlike Dashiell Hammett's iconic fedora and trench coat detective, Sharon McCone has a life.
I didn't want her a loner, you know, with a bottle in the desk drawer.
We're in Bernal Heights now, one of the few sunny spots in the city, in front of a lovely Victorian house. Muller used this as a setting for McCone's first job as an investigator for a group of attorneys at All Souls, a law co-op.
I wanted her to be independent, but also having a surrounding of friends, a place she could go, poker games, you know, all night talking sessions.
Sharon McCone has a loving husband and progressive politics that reflect San Francisco's. In fact, Muller has so completely envisioned the life her characters lead that she's built several dollhouse replicas for them, like the miniature home of McCone's best friend and office manager, Ted Smalley.
His little bordello. It has flocked red wallpapering and a very ornate red velvet couch.
Writer Susan Dunlap says the dollhouses reflect her best friend's wicked sense of humor.
If you work as hard as Marcia does, you need to have a hobby that is not writing. It's sort of like Virginia Woolf who baked bread.
Over a lasagna lunch at her favorite San Francisco restaurant, The Golden Mirror, Muller talks about collaborating with her husband, fellow mystery novelist Bill Pronzini.
Sometimes Bill and I will be talking about
a plot of one of our books over dinner and suddenly realize that the people at the next table are staring because you're talking about murders, dead bodies.
Driving the hilly streets in her sporty BMW two-seater, Marcia Mueller is a paradox. First, she says she's thrilled to be old enough to receive Medicare. Then she delights in having blown up a park in the marina.
Just for fun?
Well, just to further the plot.
Then it dawns on me that throughout this pleasant San Francisco day, filled with polite conversation and giggles, Marcia Mueller and I could easily have been killed. In the morning, we're standing along a trolley line.
Step onto these tracks. I want to take your picture.
It's like the step back closer to the cliff so I can get a really good photo of you.
After lunch, her steering wheel locks up, and I find myself pushing her car up an extremely steep hill.
Yes.
Near Golden Gate Park, a speeding police car nearly sideswipes us. And perched along the treacherous cliffs at China Beach, Mueller has trouble getting her car in reverse. We keep lurching forward.
Yikes! That's another good murder scene right there.
Right through,
on down to the beach.
Well, we don't die this day, but continue to scheme.
What's your favorite type of murder?
Sometimes stabbing is nice. It's something anyone can do. Everybody has a kitchen knife.
Have you ever been tempted?
No. I get caught. I really would get caught. I don't have the nerve for something like that. Also, I don't know anyone I'd really care to murder.
As a mystery writer, though, the amiable Marcia Mueller plans to knock off enough people to keep her detective Sharon McCone in business for many books to come. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.